NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And it's time to play one of our
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Hey,
you're Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
Stop moving on. You're burying the lead no matter what you say next. All right? You're back.
I'm back. I was away for a couple of months working on a project, and I am very excited
you're
to be back.
We're
in the
back.
Studio. We're back.
Yes.
Yes, we are. What I miss? I've been a little bit out of the news cycle.
How much time do you have?
I know. I thought I'd start today with something a little lighter. I don't want to dive back in with, you know,
impeachment,
our burning world and impeachment and things like that. I thought, in fact, today we could do something a little lighter, play a little game of overrated, underrated.
Something familiar.
And I thought we'd talk to one of our favorite guests, the great Jill Schlesinger, who is a business analyst for CBS News and author of the book, The Dumb Things Smart People Do with Their Money. Jill, welcome.
I'm so excited. I
Are
can't
you?
Even tell. Yes, of course. I am sweating a tiny bit. My heart is fluttering.
I will let you do like a couple passes if you need.
I'm a one-take wonder, baby.
I appreciate this.
No prompter.
Today on the show, we play Overrated, Underrated with Jill Schlesinger.
Support for NPR comes from Newman's Own Foundation, working to nourish the common good by donating all profits from Newman's Own food products to charitable organizations that seek to make the world a better place. More information is available at newmansownfoundation.org.
Jill Schlesinger.
Yes.
Overrated, underrated, writing a book.
Oh, God. So hard. So for me, it was very hard because I have a lot of other jobs, and it was a very hard process. That said, it was great to finally put on paper what I've been feeling for, you know, a couple of decades about personal finance. So that part was great. I got it out of me. I mean, honestly, my father on his deathbed, he's like, are you going to write the damn book yet or what? Like, he literally said that to
me.
Because I'd been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
So poor dad, he died before I wrote the book. But he's very much in the book. He's got, you know, he's got a big role in the book.
Oh, so overrated, underrated, appropriately rated?
Probably appropriately rated.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Okay. Overrated, underrated, owning a home?
Overrated, because I am a homeowner, and what you never realize is that you probably are not accounting for the fact that something always comes up, and you have 1% to 3% of your purchase price every single year in maintenance. And it means that, like, something's going to break, and if you're not a handy person, which I am not, you then have to pay somebody. And if I could go back in time, I would have never gotten rid of my studio apartment that was rent stabilized.
You had a rent stabilized apartment?
I did when I was first out
of
college.
That was not overrated.
That was the most unbelievable deal ever. No, so I think that homeownership is somewhat overrated, and that I get that why we love it, and I get that you want a nest, and I get that it's emotional, but financially overrated.
My next question has to do with a piece of advice that I feel like I always hear associated with, like, personal finance wisdom. And it's like, don't buy that daily latte. And of course, I am sitting here. I have a latte on this desk. And so I really had to ask you, like, overrated, underrated, not buying the daily latte.
Overrated.
Really? Tell
me. Completely.
I feel so good about this.
Here's what I think. I think that if you are accounting for how you spend your money, it's fine for you to say, you know what makes me happy? The thing that gives me joy is to sit down with my friend Stacy and have a latte, and I spent more money than I should, but it was great, and that brought me happiness. Saving money on your latte is not going to make you a millionaire. I'm going to promise you that right now. There's no problem drinking a latte if you've said to yourself, I have X amount of dollars that I always like to allocate to just fun, frivolous stuff, and I can afford it. If you cannot afford the things that you're spending money on, then you have to make choices. It's not my job to tell you what those choices are. I think you're an adult. You're a smart person. You're listening to The Indicator.
Oh, thank you. I feel this way. Overrated, underrated, sleeping in.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what that means. so, like, underrated. I can't do it. I mean, I wake up between 4 and 5 every morning, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. It's horrible. I would love to get, when I get a great night's sleep, it feels so good. Let me tell you what doesn't feel good. You don't get enough sleep and you get into work and the makeup person looks at you and says, oh, I guess you didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I guess I'm going to have to work today.
They say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is just really reinforcing my decision to go into radio.
Yeah. So
I have had people say that I looked stressed or tired.
Mm. You look tired.
Are you okay? You look tired.
By the way, not a good thing ever to say. Overrated is to tell someone how you think they look.
Overrated, underrated, personal finance apps. These are these apps where you like put in all your spending and it gives you a little thing at the end of every month.
What's my third choice? Appropriately rated. I think do it for 90 days to really see how you spend. That, I think, is really great. 90 days gives you a really good feel for how you spend money, which gets back to our latte conversation. And it might be that, you know what? I don't feel good about buying that latte every day. I thought it gave me joy. Now I actually think I'll just get a coffee at work and go walk outside with my friend, because that is what really brings me joy is walking with my friend, not actually drinking the latte. So I like those apps for that reason. However, as a lifetime member of Weight Watchers, I know that these kinds of apps can be so helpful, and then you can kind of cross over into, I don't know how to not do it. And so you don't have to be obsessive about it, though.
Overrated, underrated, the CFPB, that is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's supposed to sort of regulate consumer finances, hopefully protect consumers. Overrated, underrated.
Underrated in the first iteration, and now, sadly, overrated.
How so?
Because what happened was it was put – so this is Elizabeth Warren's brilliant idea. She was going to run it, and then no one wanted to give her the job. Everyone on the Hill was like, oh, you're too mean and you're too aggressive. And so then she's like, okay, I'll just run for Senate and I'll stay here, maybe president. And it was on a roll. And then the Trump administration came into power, gutting all the great work that was done prior. So I am hopeful that if they don't gut it too much – some next administration will re-up this. For everyone who is listening and works at a financial services company who hates the CFPB, get over it. Every single one of these people has said to me, oh, well, there are consumer regulations in all the different agencies. The SEC has it and FINRA has it. Guess what? No one is solely focused on the consumer. That is why the CFPB is so important.
Hmm. Overrated, underrated Marie Kondo.
Obsessed with her. Love her. I want to take a picture of my sock drawer and send it to you because I just did a little Marie Kondo-ism.
I mean, I will say that my mom sent me this book. My mom is the cleanest, tidiest person in the world. She's extremely, like, everything's organized. She's like, you know. And Marie Kondo, my whole place, it is, I guess, 3 or 4 years later, still...
It works.
I could send you a picture of my sock drawer. I bet it looks exactly like your sock drawer.
I think she's great. Someone said to me at work, you're like the Marie Kondo for personal finance. And I said, that is the highest compliment you could pay me.
That sparked joy.
Indeed.
Overrated, underrated, keeping cash in your house.
Oh, God. Overrated. I used to be with somebody who was a restaurant owner. And when I went into her basement, I saw like dollar bills floating around. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What? No.
No.
We're cashless society, baby. Overrated.
All right. Well, we'll see who's laughing when all the financial institutions melt down.
I know. But we'll have bigger problems.
You can borrow some cash. That's true. Overrated, underrated New York.
Oh, God. It's the best place in the world. It is appropriately. I don't know. It depends who you are. So I'm a lifelong New Yorker, and I'm also a huge walker. Like when we get done today, I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to walk back up to the Upper West Side, and I'm just going to kind of amble my way through, and I'll probably walk through the park, and I just find little nooks and crannies. I think it is the most incredible city in the world. I love London. I love Paris. I love Rome. But... you know, I love New York. New York is like the greatest place in the world for me.
Excellent. Well, Jill Schlesinger, thank you for playing Overrated, Underrated. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan, edited by Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
I'm Tyler Cowen, and I approve this use of overrated and underrated. It's not overrated.